à l'école.
Oui.
Mais li toujours trouvé li toujours fatigué pour le que à chaque fois gen moun la ti moun nan
il pa gen zami
sou li et non pas arrivé sous ça. Yeah. Donc semble-t-il yo vinn prend micro nan men nou la. Donc on a dit et tout moun ki t'ap koute bonsoir, tout moun ki te voye text et Nap di merci de participation. Li nap encourager li chaque fois li gen une opinion li ka toujours partager la avec nous. Ça va permettre que l'autre moun kap koute a réfléchi sou sa li même que li di a même si ou pas réfléchi tellement sou présentation discours mais sou sa li di a. Donc alors c'est nan boukanta l'idée nap joine
mais
oui. Solution.
Amen fort. On a pas rendez-vous semaine prochaine.
Semaine
merci
prochaine.
Bien allé. Vous n'êtes pas dans son là.
Ça c'est okay.
Non non.
Thousand points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And tonight we're doing our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee show. I've done a show like this for each of the last 17, you know, each of the last 5 years. You can go back and check the archives. There'll be a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees show for each of the past 5 years. And so I needed to control and keep that rolling along. As this year will be no different. Some really exciting bands nominated this year. Still some glaring omissions, but it should be a pretty exciting show. Of course, Radiohead and The Cure, and then also Devo, and plenty of others. Roxy Music, a good selection. So we're going to be digging deep into all of those. And we're going to start things off here with Devo, definitely should get in there with their they're pioneers of post-pop or post-punk. And Whip It, of course, a great track, a huge single, and we're going to play Through Being Cool, one of my favorites, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's The Cure with Close to Me from The Head on the Door. I just wanted to jump in and finish up with the rest of the nominees. We sort of like, as I was getting ready and kind of throwing everything together, throwing CDs on, and I didn't have a proper moment to list all the nominees. We have Def Leppard, Devo, Janet Jackson, John Prine, Kraftwerk, can't forget them, LL Cool J, MC5, Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine, Roxy Music, Rufus featuring Chaka Khan, Stevie Nicks, first time nominated by herself, The Cure, The Zombies, and Todd Rundgren. And it's exciting stuff. I think The Zombies, definitely a group that, I don't know, you know what, I don't even know if they should be in there, but I think they definitely deserve some consideration. We're going to hear the track She's Not There, which is a great song, 1,000 Points of Light from The Zombies, WMFO.
Told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to.
Come on, man.
And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. More a solo. But tonight...
Don't call it a comeback.
Cool J, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and oh my, that's loud. Loud for me. That's Mama Said Knock You Out, Before that, Janet Jackson, Love Will Never Do Without You. One of the few songs I actually do like from her. I took that from the collection. It was actually Rhythm Nation 1814, but that was, I think that was the, what were the producers she had? It was like Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, something like that. Kraftwerk, that was Space Lab. We heard from the Man Machine. A couple years ago, we saw them live. Incredible show. It was awesome. Even though there's only one original member, it was still well worth it. And then the Zombies started off that extended set with She's Not There from the special EP collection. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. What we're doing tonight is our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees show. So the entire playlist is just taken from artists who were nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Some of them glaring errors or glaring omissions. Like, I don't know how The Cure is not in there. And same with Roxy Music. So there, we're going to get to Roxy Music actually right, not soon, or not immediately, but soon. And then there's, you know, I'm not sure. I think Kraftwerk should be in there. I think it's, you know, go down that road where you argue for one artist. If one artist is already in there, then you have to argue for others. So, I mean, I think that I need to see a full list before I make that argument. But I think Kraftwerk certainly influenced popular music. And if they don't get in, I think it's we need to redefine what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is all about. anyway, let's move on. Up next, Stevie Nicks, first year being nominated as a solo artist. She's already in for Fleetwood Mac. We're going to hear Stand Back from The Wild Heart. It's a great video because she's like singing into a fan. I love that. And her hair is like flowing everywhere. Great stuff. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
No. make the big time. You're so chic, do you well, lovely?
Babies of the mountain streamline, midnight blue casino floors, dance the cha-cha through to sunrise, opens up exclusive doors for wow. Just like the windows look the same, so me and you, just me two, got to search for something new.
Thank you. me that you like it, yeah. Thank you.
All right, there's Radiohead, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Reckoner, great track from In Rainbows, one of my favorite Radiohead records. They're up for the Rock Hall of Fame this year as well, and so there's a very distinguished group, very august group. Rubus and Chaka Khan before that with Tell Me Something Good, a song I'm sure that you know, from their Greatest Hits collection. Roxy Music prior to that, with Virginia Plain from their first record. After a little digging, I discovered that that was not on the UK release, but only on the US release. I think it was released as a single in the UK and not on the full record. Stevie Nicks started things off with Stand Back from the Wild Heart. Not the Wild at Heart, but the Wild Heart. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I always thought that record came out in the late 80s, but it was 83, is what it, according to Wikipedia. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFOs. This is our yearly tradition. Since a lot of the old geezers formed the basis for what this show is all about, I want to pay a little homage to them when they're nominated for the Rock Hall of Fame. Very prestigious honor, broadcast on the actual induction ceremonies, broadcast on HBO. Those who feel like playing or can put away the hatchet and make up temporarily, at least with their bandmates, get out there and perform one last time. So that's always fun. Let's hear something from Todd Rundgren. This is going to be I Saw the Light, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.